Hello, thank you
Hello.
for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Brandon on a recorded line. May I ask who I'm speaking to?
Yes, Brandon, I have a potential claimant here for the Depo claim. Her first name is Jamyra, that's spelled Jamyra, and last name is Brown.
Awesome, got it.
Okay, phone number 504-314-0822.
504-314-0822.
And I submitted her information to
Okay,
you.
thank you so much. I appreciate it. I'll take it from here.
Okay.
Hello, Jamira.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine, yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. Well, my name is Brandon. I'll be your intake specialist today for this lawsuit here. Now, I want to let you know this is a recorded line, and judging by you being transferred in, you'd like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit, correct?
Right, I thought I did this already, like with the, I talked to an intake specialist already.
Right, and that's who you were just speaking to, correct?
I guess, I don't know,
Yeah,
like I
Jamira, he's just gonna verify some of the information that I've collected. So they have to go
okay.
through their process, okay? So just hang tight with him and he's gonna take care of you, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, correct. Thank you for that. And yes, so let me just start off here. Have you ever spoken to any other attorneys regarding this?
No, sir.
Not at all. Okay, got it. And can you affirm that under penalty you haven't signed any documents with any other law firms against Depo?
Yes, sir. I can.
Okay, got it. And was it you yourself who was using the Depo Provera?
Yes, sir.
Okay, got it. Now, are you a resident as well as a citizen of the United States?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And I apologize, some of these questions may be redundant. It might have been some things that you've already been asked, but we do have to double check everything and make sure all the information is correct, okay? Okay. So now, were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, sir.
You were. Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. Was the date of your diagnosis?
Hold on, let me get my paperwork.
No problem. And if you do have all the medical information in front of you, that's fantastic. If not, you can also give me a general estimation of when your diagnosis was.
Hello.
Hi, Jamira.
Hello. Yeah,
Yes.
my phone went in and out. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can.
Okay.
So the last thing that I asked was, what was your date of diagnosis for the meningioma?
September 11th, 2003.
September 11th, 2003. Okay, so I have 09/11/2003. And if your phone goes out off again, I'll stay on the line, but you can always give me a call back as well.
Yeah, because I'm currently traveling and I don't know, it might go in and
Yeah.
out.
Okay. Well, before we continue here, I'm going to go ahead and send you a text from my personal desk line here in case we get disconnected, okay?
Okay.
Give me one quick second here. Okay, I sent you a quick text over. Okay, so your date of diagnosis I have down here is September 11th, 2003. Could I also get your date of birth, please?
2/21/1993.
2/21/1993? Yes, sir. Okay, got it. All right, and do you know anyone else who was also injured by Depo Provera in the same way that you were?
No, sir.
Okay, got it. All right. And now to the questions about Depo Provera in itself, I do have to ask this question here. Did you consume or use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And regarding that, did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Okay. Now, did you use it between January 1992 into the present day?
Yes, sir.
Okay, got it. It was in between those dates, I should say. Now, within one of the years that you were taking Depo Provera, can you confirm that you had at least 4 injections before you were diagnosed?
Yes, sir.
Yes, okay. Thank you for that. Now, when was the first time you ever used Depo?
It happened back in... I started using it in 2021.
2021?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Got it. And that was the first usage. And when was the last time that you used it?
I started having side effects in June of 2023.
So of 2023.
I stopped receiving injections.
I see. Okay, got it. And so that's when you stopped due to the side effects, though, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What were the side effects that you were experiencing?
It was weak. I was gaining weight.
Yeah.
Like, my memory was, like, foggy. Mm-hmm. I was going through a lot of mood changes.
I see.
And then my cycle was, like, very irregular. Like, I would bleed for, like, 1 month, and then I wouldn't bleed at all, and then I'll bleed for, like, 2 months.
I see. So it completely mixed up your cycles, and you did use it for about 2 years there, or I should say 2.5 years. So it took 2.5 years for those side effects to come in. Okay, and this is for HIPAA compliances only, but can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Thank you. And are you currently single, married, divorced?
Single.
Single at the moment. Got it. And I'm going to spell out your first name here the way I have it down. Jamyra.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And do you have a middle name?
Yes.
Okay. What's your middle name?
I'm going to spell it for you because it's a little long. It's a little lengthy.
No problem. Thank you.
I don't know what my mama was doing. But it's I as in ice, S as in Sam, H as in Harry, E as in elephant, A as in apple, space, L as in Larry, A as in Nancy. A as in apple, N as in Nancy, A as in apple, Y as in yo-yo.
Okay, so Aisha Lene.
Yes, sir.
Got it. And I'm just going to respell that back. Aisha is spelled I-S-H-E-A. Lene is spelled L-A-N-A-Y.
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. And your last name is Brown?
Yes, sir. Like the color.
Just like the color. Got it. Perfect. Thank you. And do you have a suffix for your name?
No, sir.
Okay, got it. And your social, please.
433-870284.
0284. Got it. So I have 433-870284.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And the primary contact information I have for you, starting with your email, what I have down is brownjamyra82@gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
And that's spelled the same exact way as your name.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. And the primary phone number here is 504-314-0822.
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And is this your mobile phone?
Yes, sir.
Very good. Would you prefer to be contacted through calls, text, or emails?
Mostly text, but yeah. If you can't receive me on a call or a text, you can shoot me an email. I check my email every day.
You check your email every day. Okay, got it. I'll go ahead and put email just so you can have it more a bit more organized. I'm not sure how many texts you get, but I'll go ahead and put email then. And what's the best time of day to reach you?
Well, right now I just started a new job, so it'll be anytime after 5.
Anytime
but
after 5 p.m.
If you email me, I'll reach out to you on my lunch break.
Okay, perfect. I'll go ahead and put evening then for the best time of day. Hopefully you got a better job, by the way. Hopefully it's something you enjoy.
I'll let you know.
I guess you got to find out, right?
Yeah, we got to see.
I see. Okay. And now for your location, or your current address, I should say, what is it?
507.
Yep.
Cypress. C as in cat, Y as in yo-yo, P as in Paul, R as in rabbit, E as in elephant, S as in snake.
Got it.
Street. Slight L. S as in snake, L as in Larry, I as in ice, D as in dog, E as in elephant, L as in Larry, L as in Larry.
Got it.
Louisiana.
Louisiana. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. 70460.
70460. Okay. And the county, would that be St. Tammany Parish?
Yes, sir.
All right. And that is in Slidell. Is that how you pronounce it, Slidell? Or Slidell?
Yeah.
I see. Okay. Got that down here. Okay. So I have 507 Cypress Street, Slidell, Louisiana. Very good. I have that down. Is this an apartment or a house, by the way?
A house.
A house. Okay. Got it. Now, do you remember who was the doctor that diagnosed you originally with a meningioma?
His name was Dr. Arthur Carrier.
Dr. Arthur Carrier?
Yeah. Okay. C-A-I-R-E, I think. C-A-I-R-E.
C-A-I-R-E. I see. Care. Yeah, it could be one of many things here. okay, so Dr. Arthur Care. And what was the hospital name that you got diagnosed at?
Martin Lake Women's Health Care.
Did you say Martinique?
No, North. Mm. North Lake.
North Lake.
Like, yes, sir.
Women's
Healthcare.
All right, give me one second here. Let me see if I can pull this up. Is that on? Let me just make sure. Actually, give me one second. North Lake Women's Healthcare, correct? Is that 700 Goss Boulevard?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's the one. Perfect. Give me one second. I'm getting the facilities information down here. How's your day been so far, by the way?
Well, it's been okay.
Yeah, I know you've probably been on the phone for a while, right?
No, I actually did just recently receive this phone call. I was actually at school earlier.
Oh, I see. Okay. Were you just dropping kids off, or were you just going to school for yourself?
For myself.
Oh, really?
Attending school to be a medical assistant.
Oh, I see. That. Yeah, that's amazing. Are you full-time or part-time?
I'm a full-time student.
A full-time student. Wow. Okay, so you're definitely taking on a lot of work.
Yeah, I'm just at the end of it, so.
I see. That's why you got the new job as well. Kind of lined those up, right?
Yes, sir.
That's good to hear. I'm glad. I hope everything goes well. Okay, and for my next question for you, this is just a general question. Have you ever had a cancer diagnosis in the past?
No, sir.
Okay, good to hear. Now, when it came to treatment for the meningioma, was it the same doctor that diagnosed you? Or did you have anything done after they found out that you had it?
I underwent surgery to remove the tumor, followed by radiation therapy.
Oh, radiation therapy as well. Okay, and was that conducted by the same doctor, or did you get a different doctor?
No, it was... I had got that done at the Neuroscience Pain Institution.
Let me go ahead and find that here. Neuroscience.
And that was done by Dr. Justin Owens.
Dr. Justin, what was the last name?
Owens.
Okay, so Owens, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, got it. And the institution was called...
Neuroscience and Pain Institution.
I see. On Dr. John Lambert Drive, Hammond, Louisiana?
No, it's off Lindenburg.
Off Lindenburg. Okay, let me find that here. I found it. Okay, so Neuroscience and Pain Institute, 1810 Lindenburg Drive. Does that sound correct?
I think it's 1570. Let me make sure. Yes, it's 1570.
Yeah.
Lindenburg Drive.
1570 Lindenburg Drive. I see it here. Okay, very good. Okay, I have that down. How did the treatment go? Did they do a good job?
Yeah, they did.
That's good to hear.
It was a while, but yeah. After everything, I'm happy to be out of it.
Of course, I'm glad to hear that you are as well. How long were you in the surgery room for?
About 8 hours.
You had complications as well, but it's good to hear that you made it out. And have you had any residual effects afterwards?
No, sir.
Not at all. Okay, that's good to hear. Okay, give me one second here.
I think I'm honestly I'm blessed. So, like, I just thank God.
Yeah, and the fact that you were able to have it removed as well, I've definitely spoken to those who. Well, it was never at a point where they could remove it, so they had to observe it or monitor it over time, and that's definitely not the best process. Sorry, give me one second here. Do you have the phone number for Dr. Justin Owens? It's okay if you don't.
No, sir, I don't.
That's fine. I believe I have the number here, actually. Okay, got it. And after you did have your surgery, were you prescribed any types of medication by any doctors?
No, sir.
No. Okay, got it. Give me one second here, then.
I was just hospitalized for, 8 to 10 days. It felt like 2 weeks, if you ask me.
Oh, wow. You were in there for... It was a week, but it felt like two.
Yeah,
I can't imagine just sitting there in the bed in the hospital room most of the time. Were you able to have family visit you and such during the process?
Yeah, but they got on my nerves because they was eating real good, and I was up in there eating Jell-O.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Did they actually restrict what you could eat, or?
Yeah, at first they put me on, a liquid diet.
Yeah.
And then worked me up to, regular food.
I see. So they had to work you up to it.
Yeah, that liquid diet, they don't put no seasoning in the broth.
Yeah, I can't imagine what the liquid diet would be. It's just soup, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, it's broth, the chicken broth that you put into, that you cook in it. I think they just warmed that up.
Really? No seasoning whatsoever either, right? No,
none.
No paprika, no spices. Yeah, it does sound like it would have been a long week there, but I'm glad to hear that you were able to get out of it. Okay, and my last question regarding all the medical information would be if you have your own medical records, and I believe you have them in front of you, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so that being said, if you were to actually provide those medical records, do you think you would take pictures of them and send it through email, or would you just mail them themselves?
I can provide them for you. I'll mail them off.
Yeah, whatever works best for you, to be honest.
Okay.
Well, my last question is just an emergency contact. So this is only if we're unable to reach you. Anybody that you trust that we can continue your case with. So that would be only be if we were unable to reach you for, a couple months in a row and you had the claim going. It's okay if you don't have anyone to put down.
I don't actually at the moment.
Completely understandable. Let me write that down here.
Yeah, but I promise not to go missing.
Okay. I'm sure you won't. I mean, you've got a lot of stuff to attend to here, it sounds like. It's good to hear that your school is ending. Does that mean you're getting your degree, or is that just over for the semester?
is I'm getting my certification.
Oh, your certification. I see. Well, that's good. How long have you been working towards that certification?
Since February.
Since February. I see. Has it been hard?
In the first part of it, because I wasn't really motivated, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, really just attend school. I just was, like, doing it just to do it. But yeah. As it processed on, it became easier.
Yeah.
And I buckled down. So it's been a breeze. Well, it's been a breeze now.
That's good
to
hear.
It's been a roller coaster.
Yeah, and also the fact that you went for a certificate, I'd probably say is the best route of what you could have gone for. A lot of people like to go for their degrees, but you can do a lot more with a certificate than a degree at a certain point. So
right.
It's good to hear that you did go for that. Okay, well, that in terms of all the questions I've been asking you, that is actually everything. So I am going to go ahead and send you some documents. Would you prefer if I sent it to your email or text? I could just send it to both. Might work better.
You can email them to me.
Okay, sure. I'll go ahead and send that over here. And you should be getting an email any second now. So these are going to be the documents. And what this is the retainer. So it's going to allow us to get medical information from the hospital, as well as get the claim through to the attorney. So after you sign these documents, the attorney will give you a call in the next 24 to 48 hours. We're getting really close to Thanksgiving, so I'd probably say you'll get a phone call tomorrow. But expect that phone call, and he'll go over the information we've gone over quickly, I'd say about 5 minutes, and your claim submitted after that.
Okay.
So let me know if you get that email there.
Yes, sir. I am actually reviewing the documents now.
Okay, perfect. And if you have any questions at all, just let me know.
Okay.
No problem.
I guess since I'm on the phone, it's taking a while to load.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way I can review them and get them
back
over to you?
Go ahead and try to give it a refresh while I'm on the phone, just in case you do have any questions regarding it. I do know that after you read the documents and such, after you get those signatures loaded in, were you actually able to open the documents to read them?
I opened it and then it just stopped loading. So I think since I'm not around Wi-Fi and actually currently driving.
Oh, you're driving at the moment as well.
Yeah, it's probably why it's not...
I see. Yeah, I don't want you looking down at your phone while you're driving. Give it another refresh, and if it's still not popping up, I would probably say just to whenever you get to a stop, to go ahead and give them a look over.
I'm headed to my grandmother's right now, and she stays in Mississippi, so I'm in the woods.
Oh, you're in the woods. That makes sense.
Yeah, I'm in the woods, so that's probably why it's not working.
That definitely makes sense. Okay, well, is it still not loading now?
No, sir, it's not.
Okay, I understand. Well, I'll go ahead and just send you a text over here, and I already have a text for you. So you can just text this number whenever you do get the chance to sign them. And after you sign them, you'll get the call from the attorney. So that's really the only thing you need to look forward to. And just verify all the information is correct. And you're set up for the claim, like I said before. So yes, I appreciate your time and thank you for your patience.
Okay, and they just opened up, so I'm signing them now.
Okay, well, go ahead and sign them, and I'll go ahead and review everything to make sure the information is correct. I have your name spelled correctly. I have your email correct. Yeah, and just let me know if it gives any problems on your end.
So far, so good. I just pressed finish.
Okay.
It's just loading right now.
How long have you been driving for so far?
About 30 minutes.
30 minutes now. Are you close to, you said you're going to your grandma's?
Yeah, I'm close. I'm
that's good to hear.
Picking her up for the holidays and bringing
for Thanksgiving.
Picking her up and bringing her to New Orleans. So she gets
that's
to
awesome.
Spend her little grouchy. We get to pick up the grouchy grandmother and bring her to the family function.
I know she appreciates it, though.
I don't know. She was a little itchy when I called her this morning. She was like, I don't want to go. But,
oh, really?
She don't really get a choice when she's overpowered by the family.
Yeah. Is she alone by herself where she lives, or is she with a... Oh, she is?
Yes,
oh,
sir. She actually is in a house by herself, and she's telling us she don't want to spend Thanksgiving. Like, what is wrong with you? You're not thankful? Like, come on.
Yeah, she might just be a little bit grouchy. I know that once the winter season comes, sometimes it's like that.
Their bones get a little weak. They get cold.
Yeah.
They don't want to be outside.
Yeah,
exactly. The coronavirus really just traumatized her because she ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
You ain't got to ask her to go nowhere with no people because she ain't trying to do it.
Yeah, it makes sense, though. I mean, a lot of people are kind of put over the edge because of the pandemic. But I'm glad that you're having Thanksgiving together. Are you going to be cooking?
No, I'm...
No,
I am most definitely the test taster.
That's good to hear. I hope you get some good food in then.
I'm Thursday ain't even coming fast enough.
Yeah, well, one more day.
I'm trying to see who's about to start cooking so I can be at their house acting like I'm doing something.
Yeah, me too. I'm gonna have a Friendsgiving, so my birthday is actually tomorrow, so I guess we'll celebrate my birthday and Thanksgiving.
Oh, happy early birthday.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
It's always wonderful when your birthday is around a holiday.
Yeah, especially Thanksgiving. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that.
Right. My birthday actually, I don't know if you're from here, but my 30th birthday fell on Mardi Gras.
Oh, it did, really?
Oh, yeah, it was just, I can't tell you what happened. Just know I had a lot of fun.
I can imagine. So how was your birthday? Did you spend it with family or just friends?
Yeah, I spent it with my cousins, like all my younger cousins. They all came down from different areas, like, because I have some in Atlanta, some in Texas.
Yeah.
So we all just linked up by my aunt's house.
Yeah.
And then... once we linked up, I can tell you from about after 8 o'clock a.m., I don't know what else happened. Like, all I know is they kept saying, get out of this car and get in that one. Like, that's all I
remember. Yeah, that's getting the morning started right, that's for sure.
Yeah, that
sounds like a great birthday. I'll see how mine goes, I guess. I don't really have too much family, but my friends are my family, so regardless, it'll be a good time.
Right. And the family always is the ones that you meet.
Yes, exactly. My brothers and sisters. All right, perfect. I actually got those signatures back from you. It looks like everything is all set here. So just keep a lookout tomorrow for that phone call. If it does not come tomorrow, you can probably expect it to be after the holiday weekend. But if you don't get any calls, feel free to text me or call me, and I'll just transfer you straight over to the attorney themselves, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I appreciate your time. Thank you for everything. I know it's a tough subject to talk about, but I hope everything works out, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Of course, have a good rest of your day and have a safe drive.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.